I've written about the difference between savers and investors, as well as the difference between people in the E quadrant and people in the I quadrant. One of the biggest differences between E's and I's is that professional investors know how to cut their losses quickly. Professional investors are not afraid to admit they made a mistake. Professional investors are not into saving face, they are into saving money. A true investor has very little loyalty to any investment. If the investment turns and begins to go bad, they cut their losses and go looking for a good investment. If you want to be a professional investor, you need to learn to cut losses quickly. Change number 5. China will become the world's largest economy. While Japan is on the brink of falling from the number 2 spot in the world economy, China is set to become number 1. America is contracting financially, while at the same time China is booming. It is estimated that sometime around the year 2020, China is expected to pass the U.S. as the economic powerhouse of the world. China has 21% of the world's population. It has an almost unlimited supply of human capital, and now, as it opens its borders through joining the WTO, the World Trade Organization, its economic impact is just beginning to be seen. Every time I travel to China, I can still hear H. Ross Perot saying, "That loud sucking sound from south of the border will be jobs." He was referring to jobs being lost to Mexico. In a few years, the sucking sound will get louder, but it will not be coming from Mexico. Rather, it will be coming from China and other countries as technology spreads to countries with lower labor costs, bright younger minds, a hunger to get rich, and to enjoy the good life we have enjoyed. Change number 6. The aging world population. America, France, and Germany all face the problem of a large aging population being followed by a smaller younger generation. How these three economic giants deal with this challenge will have great impact upon our economic futures. Change number 7. Wall Street is obsolete. After decades of dominating the world economic scene, the idea of a physical trading floor like the floor of the New York Stock Exchange is an obsolete idea. Today, we have stock markets in cyberspace. With the rest of the world coming online and waking up to the idea of buying and selling stocks, millions of online traders, with their portable computers and real-time quotes coming from the markets, will be the stock market floors of the future. Stock markets in cyberspace. Change number 8. Big corporations are losing the public trust and failing. Rich Dad explained to me that many people leaving school and searching for a secure job with a big company are searching for a place where they are protected from the real world. When they invest, they often search for similar investments that protect them from the real world, which is why mutual funds became the investment vehicle of choice over the last few years. After the Enron scandal and the demise of so many blue-chip companies, many investors are waking up to the reality that life inside the chicken coop is beginning to look a lot like life outside the coop. The problem is, most are not prepared for that outside life, and that is why we are cruising for a very large stock market crash. In the next section, I will go into how to prepare for the years to come, regardless if you plan to live inside the chicken coop or outside of it.